Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, September the 26th, 2022. First Monday in the season of autumn. And last Monday in the month of September, 14 minutes past the hour, 52 degrees and sunny skies. And as I said, in hour number one this morning, I went out this morning to get my beverage at McDonald's. And even though it's in the 50s, low 50s this morning, it really did not seem all that cool. I don't know if it's because there's no wind blowing or what it is, but it wasn't that bad at all out there this morning. So even in the low 50s, not too bad. I'll tell you something interesting about that, though. Boy, last Thursday night when I was at the Little Brown Jug, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because the temperature had just changed the day before or what, or the wind, but boy, I was freezing sitting outside at the Little Brown Jug for the little bit of time I was outside. And then, I got a horse in my throat. No, I see, that's the Little Brown Jug talking in me. Got a little, what I noticed was a lot of people were stopped up this past weekend. I went to a soccer game on Saturday morning. And I noticed that a lot of people out on the field were using inhalers. So I would guess that asthma has kicked up again as the season has changed so rapidly. And I also noticed that people are getting migraine headaches. I ran into three people yesterday who had migraine headaches pretty much because of the change in the season. So hopefully everybody's feeling a little better today, but I don't think Sunday was a good day for the old migraine headaches. Does anybody have that trouble when the season changes? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour here in Marion. Do want to remind everybody again that still kind of talking about Marion City Schools, in that there was an editorial in the Star yesterday that says, the headline was, adults must lead by example in solving discipline crisis in the Marion City Schools. Well, I'm sure they do, but is this referring to the school board? Is this referring to the staff? What is this referring to? Did anybody read that article in the Star that can give us an update on this? And maybe an opinion on it. Does anybody have an opinion on it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I'm also interested to know if our friend Judy Summers got her fire stick hooked up. She called in on Friday and said that she had accidentally told her son, who hooks up her electronics, that we were on YouTube. So Friday, I told her that we were definitely on TuneIn and how to search it and so on and so forth. And she said when she spoke to him, when he woke up that day, she was going to try to get us on her Fire Stick. And I believe she also has some Alexas there at the house. Alexas are great to listen to this program. Or your phone, your smartphone, your smart television. I've just about heard every way that people listen to the show on their laptop, computer, so on and so forth. So if you're out there, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. I'm interested to get a call this morning because, as I was saying in hour number one, I did some autumn cleaning over the weekend here in my office, and I messed around with some cords. Now, thank goodness this morning you can hear me out there, so the microphone cord must be working, and I can hear a dial tone when I hit the telephone interface, so I can hear you. But the final piece of the puzzle will be, can you hear me when you call in? So I guess we'll see as the morning progresses here. 740-751-4038. Any opinion on that? And we talked a little bit about the Kroger strike in hour number one. Right now, basically, the company is going to meet with the union tomorrow and we will see where that goes. I also wanted to give you an update that I ran into a listener who I believe is listening on their Alexa right now, that the Certified on South Main Street is owned by the people now who own Boyd Funeral Home. Also, the house behind there is owned by them, and the parking lot behind there is owned by them. And they are going to turn that into a convenience store, not a gas station anymore, but a convenience store that will have alcohol and other things involved there. Also, over the weekend, I kept asking last week where Popeyes and White Castle was out here on Route 95, what is going to go into that location? And I was told, and I don't remember the name, but I was told over the weekend that by the way they are painting the building, the color scheme, that it's going to be a Philly cheesesteak kind of place, a chain that sells Philly cheesesteaks. Has anybody heard any more about this or know any more about this? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And, of course, we did our Big Brother recap in hour number one. For the first time in life, I did actually watch the Big Brother finale last night. And what I learned was about Big Brother. Well, basically, the reason I watched it is because we had Chicken George on last week, and he said Monty was going to win. Well, if you're just tuning in, spoiler alert this morning, Monty did not win last night. Taylor, I believe she was a beauty queen from somewhere, I think Michigan. She won the $750,000, and she also won the $50,000 in trip around, I think it was Jamaica or someplace like that, for being the favorite Big Brother castmate of the season. So she won big last night. She took it all home. I think Monty got the booby prize, which was $75,000. I also want to let everybody know the Farmer's Almanac came in. They usually send me a Farmer's Almanac every year because we have the editor or assistant editor of the old Farmer's Almanac on, and I got my copy of the Farmer's Almanac this past, was it Friday it came in? I think it came in on Friday. But it's very interesting. It always is very interesting, this book. And we actually probably have a couple Farmer's Almanacs to give away on the air. So would anybody out there like a Farmer's Almanac? We might be able to do some kind of competition here to give away a Farmer's Almanac, and that way you could pick it up on Friday when I'm in the studio. This might be a good thing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you think we should do a competition for a copy of the old Farmer's Almanac? It's a very, I don't know how much this, oh, it's cost $7.99. I'm looking here at the cover now. $7.99 for the old Farmer's Almanac. I'm trying to find September here. I believe it starts in August. Yeah, there is August. And I'm trying to find today. Well, let's see. Oh, wait, this is 2023. We jumped a year ahead. I'm going to have to jump back here some. Anyway, we have the Farmer's Almanac. If you think we should give away a copy of this, let me know. 740-751-4038. And by the way, we still have these Pizza Hut, an order of breadsticks. And then we also have a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie that we have not given away. We're going to have to do that sometime as well. Maybe get back into the trivia or find some way. You know, do you remember the old show? It was not Bowling for Dollars. It was, I don't know what they called it. But basically what happened was people would enter a competition. Basically, you would give the station your name and your phone number. And then what would happen is in the morning, we would call, we would draw a name out of a fishbowl or something, and we would call that person who we drew, and we would ask them a question, and if they got the question right, they would win the prize. So that would be a lot of fun. Does anybody like that way of doing things? I think, because a lot of people have complained about how we do the Family Feud, that we take everybody's name down and then we draw a winner at the end of the hour, and everybody has to wait till the end of the hour to hear the winner. Well, this might be a better way to do it. If we have your number and we have your name, you don't even have to be listening to the show to win the prize. It's just we draw your name out of the fishbowl and we ask you a question and you know the answer or you don't know the answer. And if you do know the answer, you win the prize. Does anybody like that way of doing things? Give me a buzz. I always like to hear feedback on things like this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody like that way of doing competitions? Because we do have the and the breadsticks at Pizza Hut are very good. And we do have this triple chocolate brownie from Pizza Hut, which is very good. And we do have this copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac, which is worth $8. So that's a good prize as well. So do you like that idea? 740-751-4038. Or do you have a thought on the Marion City schools? Do you have a thought on the Kroger strike? Do you have a thought on Big Brother last night? Anything on your mind, 740-751-4038. Also, did want to let everybody know that we did not do the Friday Night Live show last week. Got busy doing something 8 to 10 on Friday night, so we will most likely be back this week. So if you tuned in last week to that and did not get a chance to hear it, heard the repeat, we will be back this coming Friday. You know, I thought about calling Judy here to see if she got it hooked up, because I'm getting the feeling that something has gone wrong with Judy and this Fire Stick, because we're not hearing from her. And you know what? I did get Lee's number last week, and I wrote it down somewhere, and I don't know if I left it at the studio or not, because we talked with Lee last week, and basically I said I would give him a call from time to time, and I think I probably left it at the studio. So we're going to have to work through that next time I'm in the studio, or if I get over there this week, I'll have to get that number again, because I told Lee we'd call him periodically and get his thoughts on things going on in the world. But if you're a friend of Lee's and you'd like to call him and have him give us a call before we go off the air at 10, feel free to do so. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. After saying all of that, I want to get back into Friday's show. Now, as I said on Friday, we did a Facebook Live of the Friday show. And usually when I have guests in the studio and I'm over at the South Prospect Street location, I have guests in the studio. We do the Facebook Live. And Friday's Facebook Live was very interesting because we had Linda and Abby in the studio. And we did that a couple weeks ago when we had Mary Ellen Withrow in the studio, and we've done it when we just had Linda in the studio. And we were on the air for about 45 minutes on Friday, and in that 45 minutes, I think we had 43 comments in regard to that show. Now, it's kind of funny, because it goes both ways. A lot of people say, I really like listening to that show. Boy, that's just the greatest thing ever. A lot of people feel that way. And then you get the polar opposite, which is basically how people feel about every show. They say, I just cannot stand when you two argue like that. Now, but you have to understand, that's every show on the air. You know, a lot of people say, hey, you know, I love when you do the Family Feud, and then the next person will say, I can't stand it when you do the Family Feud. I like when you have the guests on the show. So it goes both ways. But here's why I'm bringing this up. Because on Friday, when we had Abby in the studio, and I believe we're going to have her back this Friday because Linda is doing something this Friday. I believe we're going to have Abby and possibly another special guest. I don't want to confirm that because I haven't got the confirmation on it, but I certainly hope we have that other special guest on Friday. That would be a lot of fun. But here's the thing about last Friday. And Abby's listening right now. No, some people complain, some people don't. You know, it's just, one person called me condescending on Friday. And what I said was, is I am really, it's not condescending toward Abby, because I never condescend toward Linda or a guest or anybody else. Really what it is that when Abby says something, I gave the example of food earlier. Like, I gave her a compliment. I said her blueberry dumplings were delicious. But I also said the apple butter that she had given me, that was just so-so. But all she hears is the negative, not the positive. So I guess it kind of does come off condescending in a way, because I'm asking the questions. But I'm just trying to be as honest as possible. But anyway, the reason she came in last Friday was to solve a problem. Now, the problem has been basically competition. And we all love competition, don't we? We go to the football games. We go to the basketball games. We go to all this stuff. And basically, here's what life has boiled down to as far as this competition goes after last week's show. And boy, oh boy, do I hope that we can solve this problem before Friday. Because heaven knows... here's the problem. It's hard to do something in the confines of a radio studio, because if you do something outside the confines of a radio studio, you know, people could lie. They could say, well, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened. So it's kind of hard to do that. So trying to find something that you can do in a radio studio on a Facebook Live or just on the air, so there's a witness to it happening, is kind of difficult. And this is one of the weirdest things of all time, but we're going to find an answer. I hope and pray by Friday we have an answer to this. Because essentially what happened was, and I'm going to tell you how this has turned into a problem. Not going to go into the whole deep weeds on this, because I've done that before, but essentially the problem was that years ago I had beat Abby at a board game. Now, ever since then, she has carried this grudge. So I brought this up a few weeks ago to Linda, that I had beat her at this board game. And essentially, for whatever reason, and I'm still not sure how that whole conversation developed, but she, during that conversation, said she was very athletic and she was very strong. Now, she's kept up with this, that she's very strong and she's very athletic, and she could win a competition. Okay, well, I'm not denying that she could win a competition, but we just have to decide what the competition's going to be. Now, on a side note, here's where we have gotten with this, because she says, I'm really strong. How can I prove to you that I am really strong? Well, you know, things like push-ups and pull-ups and all these things have come up, but you really can't... See, I'm not really sure if that's a sign of any kind of great strength. Well, first of all, you can't do a pull-up in a radio studio. And a push-up, well, you know, if you're not very big, I'm not sure that a push-up shows a whole lot of strength. That's like, I mean, I can do a sit-up. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm a powerhouse. So, and you don't want to, lifting weights, that's hard to do in a radio studio. So what do you do? What do you come up with? We still don't have an answer. Now, does anybody have an answer? So this Friday, we can put a fork in this. We can find out if she's strong or not. Now, I'm still, honest to goodness, I think she's going to fail. Because, now here's why. Now, not in a negative way, not in a condescending way, but here's why I think she's not going to do well. Because she's not very tall, and she's not very big. And as I've said before, males just tend to be stronger than females. And obviously, her being a female, how strong can she be? So, you know, I think it's going to be anticlimactic in several ways. But does anybody have an idea how we can prove this? how this feat of strength can be done, and done in a way that people can see it. Because obviously the Facebook Live went very well last week. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have an idea? And heaven knows we do not want to be condescending in the way we do it. But you got to understand, again, that's just our relationship. It's not a condescending relationship. It's just how we talk to each other. I think she has said that as well. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, and by the way, I want to bring up something about that condescending. Because now I get called condescending for how I talk to her. But in that conversation on Friday, she said something to me that was, very rude and very inappropriate. And I don't think anybody said anything about that. So, you know, those who giveth must taketh. Or receiveth, I guess is what we say. Those who giveth must receiveth. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we've just had a new late-breaking development in this whole hullabaloo. Now, listen to this. Now, a new claim has been made. Now, this is good. This is right from Abby herself now. And so I'm not misquoting. She's saying, I didn't claim to be stronger than you, just strong. Well, here's the thing. I really don't know how strong I am. I would never classify myself on a regular day as being strong. You know, I mean, I can get things done, but, you know, I'm not a weakling. But I don't know how strong I am. Here's the problem. Okay, let me just explain the problem. Here's what happened. About 2 weeks ago, the conversation came up about, well, how strong are you? So, because some people talk about their legs or whatever. I don't know. But we've built this up. Now, here's what happened last Friday. Let me actually get to the point of this. I'll just get to the point. Last Friday, Linda was in the studio, and I wanted a third party to vouch for me as to what I was saying. And basically, my contention was, she's messaging me here. It says, but as far as comparing my strength to a man's strength, see, that's what I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out. Like, if it's a weak man, what's a strong woman? Like physically. We're talking physically here. We're not talking emotionally. Somebody brought that up on Friday as well, I think, in the Facebook Live. We're talking about physically. You know, because there are some women who are stronger than men. I mean, boy, I've heard some of those police calls where the woman just took care of the man there. So it's hard to tell. It's just hard to tell. So anyway, on Friday, we're in the studio and doing the Facebook Live. And at one point, I say to Linda, I say, well, Linda, does she really look like somebody who's intimidating? Because my whole philosophy on this has always been, how strong could she be? Because she really doesn't look like somebody who's all that intimidating. And I believe what Linda said was, well, she looks like she could take care of herself. Okay, that might be true. Now, on Friday, when this all came to pass, when this conversation was coming to pass on Friday, she said, if I had known that I was going to be on camera, I would not have worn long sleeves. Because I guess the sign of strength in life, apparently, is to, you know, flex your bicep, flex your arm. That's a powerhouse. And I guess in some ways it is. It's because I guess your arms are, I don't know what else in the world you'd flex. Maybe your jaws. In my case, I would flex my jaws. But, so she said, well, if I didn't have on this long sleeve shirt, I would show you how strong I am. Now, maybe that would have been a way to show somebody how strong they are. But now here's the problem that she has put herself in. And see, I'm going to be defensive of her in this way. See, I'm going to be protective and nice. Now, when she does show that, it's not going to go very well, because I'm pretty sure it's not impressive what's going to happen. And I'm not saying it's you know, just nothing, but I'm saying it's not impressive. So now there's been this buildup that I'm strong, strong for a woman, whatever it is. And if I didn't have a shirt on with long sleeves today, I would show you how strong I am, and I would prove to you that I can take care of myself and all this sort of thing. Well, now we've got like a buildup. And much like I said about the Geraldo Journal earlier, remember, we started with the Geraldo Journal, and honestly, if Geraldo had not called in, that would have been anticlimactic, because we would have been trying to get Geraldo to call in for weeks and months and 100 days or whatever it ended up being. And then when he finally called in, hey, that was big. But with her situation, I don't think it's going to be big. And for some reason, I'm not sure what it is, she's tentative about doing this, which again makes me think that it might be that there's nothing much to show there. So there you go. That's the story on that. So we'll see what happens on Friday. I hope we get it solved by Friday, and then we can get to other interesting conversations. But that's the story behind that. All right, 40 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any ideas out there? I'll tell you, just honest to goodness, what this comes down to is that you never want to build something up that you can't deliver the goods on. What's that old saying? Don't let your mouth write a check your rear end can't cash. Now, I have to admit, I've probably done this on occasion myself, because I never knew if Geraldo was going to call in, so that could have went very badly. But luckily, in my case, it turned out okay. But in her case, I just don't know. But we'll find out as the time goes on. We hope it goes well for her. God knows. All right. Anybody else? Oh, you know what else I needed to do this morning? Ron, referee Ron, sent me a message last week, because he was listening to this whole hullabaloo of a conversation. And I can't believe we haven't heard from Sarah this morning and her opinion on this, because I'm sure she heard this hullabaloo on Friday. I wonder if Trish is out there, if she heard, because I think Trish likes Abby. And I like Abby as a person, but I wonder what her opinion of the whole thing is. And I'm still looking for Judy. I hope Judy was able to get her machine hooked up correctly. So if any of our listeners are out there, I wonder if the Pinagrigio couple's out there, what they think about this, listening to this drama as it goes on down the pike. So the Sarahs and the Trishes and the Pinagrigio couples and people of that nature. Or our friend Ryan over at, I think he listens from work. So I wonder what his thought is. Ryan, I wonder if he played any sports or athletics or anything like that, and might have an insight into this whole competition. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any of our devoted listeners out there have any kind of insight? Because honest to goodness, we've got to get this solved before Friday, because when she comes in on Friday, we got to get right to it, and we got to get it solved, and we got to see what's going on. Because that's how you do it. And then we can move on. I hope very quickly I can make the announcement as to who the other special guest is going to be on Friday, because I think that is going to be a lot of fun as well. So hopefully they are able to make it in and pinch hit for Linda on Friday as well. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 43 minutes past the hour here, so any of our regulars out there have any type of thought on this particular situation? You know, I'm still trying to figure out in this Farmer's Almanac. I know it starts in September of this year, but I'm trying to figure out where that is in this book. You know, it gives all the... Oh, here we go. Well, here's November of 2022. I see November of 2022. So where is September and October of 2022? You know, this has got all the eclipses and the... boy, just about everything here. The eclipses and the astrological signs and all kinds of interesting stuff. Twilight zone, meteor showers. Tells you when all kinds of... Maybe this kicks off in November. I thought this kicked off in September. But maybe the old Farmer's Almanac doesn't start until the further off in the fall. Because I cannot find September. There's November. I see November. It doesn't look horribly cold from what I see here. We got the moon rise and the moon set and the sunrise and the sunset. Doesn't look like it's going to be a horrible month in November, Turkey Day month. And then we'll move into December. There's a lot of interesting stories in here, too, by the way, that are fascinating. Oh, you know, I forgot to do this last week as well. We did have a trivia question in our Family Feud that we never did get answered. I don't know if we started this last Wednesday or Tuesday or when we did this, but we've had this going for a while now. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Now, we've been doing this one for a while. Now, we've got four of the five answers. But we still don't have the fifth answer. We've got lying, using a bad word, snuck out of the house, and failed a test. But there is still one answer left. And it's the number two answer. And to be honest with you, it's a very common answer. So does anybody know what this answer would be? Which answer are we missing here? Name a reason why your parents would ground you. We've got lying, using a bad word, sneaking out of the house, and failed a test. Which one are we missing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the last one? This has been a difficult category that we have been going through for quite some time now. Now, lying's number one, and I can see why lying would be number one. Using a bad word, that certainly happens a lot when you are a child. Number three, sneaking out of the house. A lot of kids obviously do that. That's not a good thing. And failing a test. You know, sometimes you don't do well on your exams, and that causes a whole problem. But there's one on here. It's the number two answer. And it's very, very common when it comes to children, and obviously something they would be grounded for. Now, this is something that can happen with an adult. This is something that can happen with another child. This is something that can happen with a sibling that would get you grounded. Does anybody know what it is? Name a reason a parent would ground you. 740-751-4038. Now, remember, we've got lying, using a bad word, sneaking out of the house, failing a test. What is that final answer? Does anybody know? Wouldn't it be great if somebody called and just snatched it right out of the air? Something that would get you grounded. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, give me a buzz. Also, if you'd like to comment on the Kroger strike, if you'd like to comment on the article in the Marion Star, that adults must lead by example in solving discipline crisis over at the Marion City Schools, if you'd like to talk about the certified becoming kind of a little convenience store there on South Main Street, do you know the name of the cheesesteak place that apparently is supposed to take over where White Castle and Popeyes is? Did you watch the Big Brother finale last night? Those seem to be the big news stories going on this Monday, September the 26th, 2022, as it were. 740-751-4038. You know, it really does feel... Oh, here we go. Well, here comes a call. Let's see what we're going to get here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about fighting?
Fighting. I can't believe it took us so long to get to fighting. I think kids do that a lot with everybody.
That was it?
That was it. Yep. Getting into a fight.
Okey-doke.
Thank goodness. Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, I'm so happy that our listener there was able to hear us. I had worried about that all morning, if the people on the phone line were going to be able to hear us. But yes, that was the reason. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Lying, getting into a fight, using a bad word, sneaking out of the house, and failing a test. All right. Those were the right answers. Well, I guess we could start a new category here this morning. We haven't had a new category in quite some time. Now, this might be a little easier. Now, isn't this odd? We were talking about competitions here, and then you get an answer a category like this. Isn't it weird how things fall into place? Name a popular board game. Name a popular board game. And we've got five on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular board game. Now, this should be a lot easier than what we have been dealing with in the past. Obviously a lot easier. Here come the phone calls. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Monopoly.
Monopoly, number one on the list. You got it. Monopoly, one of those very, very popular board games that people play quite a bit. All right. Name a popular board game. Monopoly shows up at number one on the list, but there are still four other board games. Name a popular board game. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. All right, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
I think I could name most of them, Scott. But we'll start with one of my favorites, which would be Scrabble.
Scrabble, number four on the list. You got it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Scrabble shows up at number four on the list. So now we've got Monopoly at number one and Scrabble at number four on the list. Still three to go. Are we going to get those three in the last 9 minutes we have here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got Monopoly and we've got Scrabble. Name a popular board game. That's where we're at here. Naming a popular board game. Monopoly and Scrabble so far have the Monopoly on this list. Three other answers to go. 740-751-4038. 52 minutes past the hour. First Monday in the season of autumn here. Last Monday in September. Go ahead, caller.
Checkers.
Checkers, number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Checkers shows up at number three on the list here. So now we're picking them off. We're down to two. Name a popular board game. Monopoly, easy for me to say. Monopoly, Checkers, and Scrabble have been picked off the list here. We still have two answers left to go. 55 degrees and sunny skies wherever you are here in Marion. All right. Name a popular board game. Monopoly, Checkers, and Scrabble have been taken off the list here. But there are still two answers left. Does anybody know what those two answers are? Monopoly's a fun game, but boy, you really have to set aside some time if you want to play Monopoly. Checkers, that's a pretty quick game. You can make that one go a lot easier, a lot faster. And Scrabble, that's a fun game. Kind of have to be a wordsmith if you're going to play Scrabble. Monopoly, checkers, and Scrabble. Name a popular board game. Two answers left on the list here. 740-751-4038. Or in the last 7 minutes, do you want to comment on the cheesesteak place that might be going in where Popeyes and White Castle used to be? The Certified on South Main Street becoming a convenience store. That's still out there this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
If nobody else is going to get in here, I will. Chess
is number... Now, why do you think chess is above checkers? I would think more people play checkers than chess.
I agree with you, so I don't know.
Very strange. How are the roads this morning?
Everything's kind of calm and slow for a Monday.
Well, do you have an opinion? Did you enjoy Abby coming in Friday, or did you get a chance to hear that?
I only heard bits and pieces. That cousin with coincides with my lunch break.
Oh, did you have anything good for lunch on Friday?
I don't even remember what I had for breakfast today, Scott.
I know. It's dipping way back. Well, we're going to have to get her in some kind of competition on Friday so we can get this moving on. But
you guys should arm wrestle.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. You know, here's the thing with that. That's a no-win situation because if a guy beats a girl, that's not really all that exciting. And if you lose to a girl, then it's really diminishing.
Well, then maybe, thumb wrestle.
Well, don't you think, though, and I hate to take up your time on this, but don't you think she has really...
Oh, we've got 5 minutes.
Why not? I always worry about you. I don't want to hang you up. Well, here's the because, I have too much time on my hands, as the caller said one
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you're just sitting around doing nothing. Who could forget that?
Not doing anything. One of those classy moments. Here's the problem with the whole thing. I think... Do you understand the analogy I have made between the Geraldo thing and her showing her muscle, that she's built it up now to where if there is nothing there, it's going to be bad?
Well, we'll give her an easy out. Let her win.
Well, I can't let her win because that's not... that's awful because then I really do look like a schlub.
Well, I'm not sure what kind of a climactic ending this will be.
Well, that's what I'm trying to, because I know she's coming in Friday. I want to bring it to a nice ending, but I think she's overridden herself now, because she has shown, or she has said that there's something impressive there, and I don't know that there is.
So this is supposed to be a competition between the two of you?
Well, that's what it was till this morning. But then this morning I got this thing about, well, I'm not strong compared to a man, me, but I don't know anymore. I don't know. It's very confusing.
What about speed? Who do you think would win in a foot race between the two of you?
Well, I don't know, to be honest, because she's not very fast. But to be honest, I don't know who would win in any of these competitions. I really don't know who would win. All I'm saying is I have seen her, and she's not an intimidating person. Now, that's not a bad thing, but you know what? If as I said before with Serena Williams, if Serena Williams was there and she was going to arm wrestle or thumb wrestle or get in a foot race, I would have doubts that I could win that. Any of those. But with her, there's not much of a doubt. And then it just becomes, oh, I beat a girl. Oh, well,
you can't go short changing. Or what about those little, 110-pound, ladies that can, flip those guys in taekwondo and stuff?
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's what she's saying because she kind of goes back and forth. One day she'll say to Linda, well, if I didn't have a long sleeve shirt on, I'd show you how strong I was. And then the next day she says, well, I'm not saying I'm strong compared to you. I'm strong for a girl. So I don't know. See, it's very confusing.
The world may never know.
Well, Friday we're going to know. We're going to figure out something so we can really find out what she's got. She's out there listening right now. There's three competitions for you. Do you think you could win at any of those, Abby? Let us know. We got about 90 seconds left here, and we'll see what goes on.
Okay,
thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. And we're still doing our trivia question here. Name a popular board game. Well, we got Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, and Scrabble. Still one left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, or Scrabble. And Scrabble have been taken. There's one answer left. Who's going to get it? We only got a minute. 740-751-4038. We're down to 50 seconds here. And no response from Abby, so apparently she would lose at all three of those things. I don't know. We'll work it out as time goes on. 740-751-4038. Monopoly, Chess, Checkers, Scrabble. You know, this final one is one of my favorite board games. Probably one of the ones I like the best. 740-751-4038. As we run out of time here on this Monday morning. Well, I hope you make the last Monday in September a great day. And the first Monday in autumn. Stay warm out there today. Stay well. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then, excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?